Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Welcome to the Noise of Carpet, celebrating indie noises of the 90s, post-wave gems, and some new ones too. This is CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
Thank you, Andy, there, and thank you, Todd, for another great Blurred Crusade. It's Noise of Carpet here. It's Mike. It's a sunny Wednesday here in Burnaby, BC. British Columbia, Canada, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory. Today, we will continue our dive into the medium end of the 90s indie rock pool with a side splash into a hot tub, yes, of new music towards the end of the hour. It's Noise of Carpet on CJSF, as you know. So with all this talk of the Oasis reunion, let's start with a British band that I'm sure influenced the Brothers Grump. So a bit of Brit indie. Let's see here. Four hands here. To start, a couple of quirky numbers, and we'll wrap up with the first set with some kraut flavor from Noise of Carpet staple, Yo La Tango. So let's get after it. This is the House of Love on Noise of Carpet, CJSF.
Are alive. I think you should know. destiny.
You drink and drink, you never got a reason, but you put it on my tab. You put it on my tab. You drink and drink, you never got a reason, but you take what you should have left and leave what you should have grabbed.
What's wrong with any common sense at all? With mixes, beer, and gin like that, you must really want to get it. You digest the sugar in that boom bomb wine or any other really cheap apple kind.
You drink and drink, you never got a reason, but you put it on my tab. You put it on my tab. You drink and drink, you never got a reason, but you take what you should have left and leave what you should have grabbed.
Well, what kind of drunk with any self-respect at all would give up on his friends that way, would give in to the pressure's way. I never asked you to swim in that soup full of contempt, so full of wine and bar mob's lot, spilling on the girls like a bull in a china shop.
Thank you.
Now, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
Oh yeah, it's CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca broadcasting to you from Burnaby Mountain in Canada. Welcome to everyone listening around the world today. Thank you for listening. It's so good to talk to you, or sorry, at you, every week about this time. So I really appreciate it, and I hope you're enjoying the music today. I really enjoyed that set, and I hope you did as well. Yola Tango, that's a new one. They are a Noise of Carpet staple. Ira's, the lead singer, has been mumbling since before Drake auditioned for what's that TV show called? I forget. Anyway, so that's Ira and Georgia and James, Yola Tango, tonight's episode from the recent album, The Stupid World 2023. Still putting out good music. Silkworm before that, the Steve Albini produced record Firewater 1996. The song's called Drunk. Love that little ditty. I've just been camping with the family and friends in Golden Ears Park nearby, near Vancouver. It's gorgeous. Great swimming. Gorgeous campsites in the woods. Get out there. And we got to burn firewood as well. They lifted, you aren't allowed to have campfires basically in this part of the world pretty much all summer. And it's been raining recently, so they lifted the campfire ban. So we got lucky and had gorgeous weather, plus being able to burn some logs that we bought from gas stations. So chipping into the local economy, which was fun. Just dealing with sort of, as a middle-aged guy and drinking beer around campfires. You know, dealing with, trying to unzip zippers of tents in the middle of the night and not to wake up my partner sleeping nearby, maybe, getting out and then trying to get back into the tent without the dog taking off out of the tent as well. So that was fun. So great times with friends and family there. That's Silkworm for that one. Half Japanese before that, there's Jad Fair and the Gang. Started with his brother in the late 80s, half Japanese. That song's Part of My Plan from an album called Hot in 1995. Still putting out great stuff. Check them out. Half is spelt as the word these days. I think it started off as the fraction. And start the show today, House of Love, a song called Marble, Spy in the House of Love from 1990. That's a compilation. And had tickets to them. To see them just before COVID. I was going to bring in my friend James from Calgary, and we were going to go see that, but COVID got in the way of that. So anyway, that's House of Love. I don't think they've rebooked. So why don't we move on with another set now of just sort of a group of 90s songs. We'll start with August Suns. Are from Mississippi. We played them before, an album or two, some singles, a couple of songs on YouTube if you can find them. I've always enjoyed this record. Played it before. Then we'll move into Damon and Naomi, the two after Dean in Galaxy 500 left the scene. Damon and Naomi are the other two, and they put an album on Shimmy Desk. And then we'll move back and we'll finish off the set with another great song from PJ Harvey, who is coming to Seattle soon, and we always have to add one of her songs to a lot of the shows, as you know. So thank you for listening, and let's start off with August Suns on Noise of Carpet, CGSF.
Yeah.
Let's go for another one with PJ. This one's Perfect Day for Elise, number 5 on the same album. Let's go.
Your Faculty of Environment representative, here to let you know what the SFSS is. The SFSS is a student union that is student-led, and it represents and advocates for the interests of the 26,000 undergraduate students at SFU. We are a non-for-profit support network and a voice at SFU, which provides services like the UPass and health and dental. We also provide support to make your student life better. You can reach the SFSS on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or by emailing us. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Let's get into some before that. PJ Harvey there with two songs from the awesome album from 1998. It's on Island Records. It's not so indie, I guess. But anyway, PJ Harvey is His Desire, 1998. The songs were A Perfect Day for Elise was the last one, and The Sky Lit Up before that. Check out that record and start at the first eight. Songs are fantastic, at least. She's coming to town. She's touring now. A friend of mine saw her in Leeds in the UK recently, said it was fantastic. She's in Philadelphia at September 13th. She's in Laval at Place Belle September 21st. It's in Chicago September 30th.